If you're just joining us, welcome to Inside Out. Uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you do it yourself or you need some professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve all of your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement, Inside Out. And we're so glad you're joining us today. A packed show, a mystery guest that we're going to reveal in just a few minutes.
I don't know why. You're just so funny, Jen.
And of course, we're also taking your calls as always, 421-1000 locally and anywhere else. You can make that call for free. Does it hurt? 877-397-KOMO.
And before we get into carpet recycling, because trust me, this is something you're really going to want to listen to if you're about to get carpet, I'm going to tell you some ways you can actually save some money. And I mean significant money. Everybody wants to save money. So you will be interested in what we have to say. But I want to get to our calls that have been very patient and on hold. And I want to start by talking to Gordy. And I know he has a comment.
Welcome, Gordy.
Hi, hello. Gordy.
Hello, Tammy. I've talked to you before.
Yes, you have, sir.
I hope you have time for just a couple of quick comments.
I do.
One is, I want to tell your audience that I can tell you've been there. You know what you're talking about. She knows her stuff. Listen to her.
Thank you.
I'm going to wait because the last comment you made about the people that get too many opinions. Good Lord, that. I just went through one of those, and it was the biggest nightmare. I had a customer that was calling relatives back east to get opinions.
See? And it just doesn't end.
And well, it wastes time, and it costs the customer money.
It costs the customer money, but it costs the contractor money, too.
I actually ejected one of his friends from the kitchen, and I gave up the contract because this guy was such an annoyance. He was there every day criticizing.
And see, everybody comes in.
Yep.
On it. Take a kitchen remodel, for example.
What it was.
Well, you can do this with the tile. Why didn't you do that with the tile? You can do this other thing with the tile. Why is the countertop this high? It should be this high.
Yep.
And you know what? It'll never get finished. But here's the biggest, saddest thing. The client, the homeowner, had a beautiful design.
Uh-huh.
That if they just stuck to the plan, their kitchen would be finished. Everybody would have walked away and they would have been happy. But when everybody weighs in, guess what? That
yep.
homeowner, here's the saddest part, will never be 100% happy with their kitchen.
Well, this one here, I actually had to step away from because it got so complicated.
They I
were,
know.
They were,
and
they
see,
were calling
that's
relatives
so
about paint colors.
See, that's where it gets so sad.
Yep.
And then people have hard feelings and they shouldn't. And I believe homeowners, they just want a beautiful kitchen.
Yeah.
You know what, though? There's a million definitions of beautiful. So thank you for weighing in on that. Okay.
Comment.
Okay.
You got time?
Just very quickly, yes.
I do time and material stuff anymore, and that works wonderful. I do that, and I don't upcharge materials. That just is a good system.
Well, you know what, Gordy? You and I have spoken before, and I'd love to sit down and talk to you because I'm always looking for good contractors. What I'm going to ask you to do is send me an email, which is easy to do. I'm at comanews.com/Tammy. And good contractors, we want to talk to you because I always refer out. I'm not a general contractor, but I refer out to them all the time. So I'd love to sit down and talk to you at some point.
I don't use a computer, Tammy.
All right. Well, come on. Then what we're going to do is I'm going to put you on hold, and at the break, we'll get your contact info, Gordy. Okay. And I'll have a cup of coffee with you.
Thanks for calling, Gordy. And really, join us on the dark side.
You got to get online, dude. You got to get into the 21st century. Now you cut Gordy off. How am I supposed to get his contact info?
Oh, my finger
stuttered.
See,
I'm telling you, I nicknamed her the drop. She's the drop button dominatrix. She is in control. We are all under her when we come in here. And trust me, she does. She just...
The force
you
made me do it.
You do it to me. At 30:30 and I'm talking, I'm gone.
It's not me. It's the network.
Whatever.
Sorry, Gordy. Call us back, please. I didn't mean to cut you off.
I want to talk to Lori in Federal Way.
Welcome, Lori.
Hi there.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Hey, I don't know. I haven't listened to you a lot, but I'm assuming that you can answer this question. So I'm painting my front door, and we sanded it down. And I'm thinking about using an oil-based primer, and I know it's probably not completely necessary, but kind of wanted to get your opinion about that. And then I would really like to match kind of an oil-rubbed bronze spray paint color, and I'm having difficulty figuring out how to match that color just with a typical paint, but I think that a regular paint's going to be more durable than putting a spray paint over a primer on my front door. that was kind of the nature of my question.
Okay, you have a very complex set of questions because it's going to depend specifically on what type of weather, and you can't be vague about it. You also have to know, you know, and what the homeowner thinks and the reality of it can be two different things. Then the other part that you have is about the primer and about the paint. And it's a complex set of questions. Here's what I'm going to tell you to do. I'm going to tell you, you're in Federal Way. I would go into the Bellevue dailies, and I want you to make an appointment. Because they'll give you 15 minutes. You'll come out with the right primer for your door. And then they also have paints that have that bronzed, brush bronze look to it. But then you're going to be able to look at the pros and cons. That's why I'm not a fan of paint departments in box stores.
Yeah.
Because you have very specific types of questions. They're going to run up and down the aisle, hand you this, hand you that. And what you want is quite specific design-wise, the way you want it to look and the way you want it to function. And I want to help you get what you want. Now, I know another thought I have is if you email me at comonews.com/Tammy, I'll get you in the loop with Robin herself, my paint princess, and we'll see if we can come up with the answers for you online. So that's another thought is immediately send me an email at comonews.com/Tammy.
comonews.com/Tammy
T-A-M-I.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Lori.
Carpet recycling. And does it cost more to recycle your carpet? We're going to find out. And is all carpet recyclable?
You have questions. We have answers. We'll be right back.
You're really not going to want to miss this one. This one's going to be fun.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
You know, I have to tell you, there's something unique in the building remodeling industry right now that has happened with soundkitchenandbath.com. And what has happened is they've gone from one designer to four designers and looking at adding more designers. Why? Because the phone is ringing off the hook. What I can also share with you is they are super busy, but they have taken the frills out of the showroom. They are the anti-showroom showroom. So there's no high-end showroom like in Bellevue that you have to pay for. There is a tiny showroom in Woodinville and another tiny one in Seattle. And what I can share with you is the fact that that savings is not in overhead. That savings is passed on to you, the consumer. And the designers make a small profit, small margin, but they're selling more kitchens because of it, because they don't charge thousands of dollars to give you the layout and design of those cabinets. Additionally, they don't charge you to measure. Box stores charge $500 to measure, and you don't have to pay for the overhead in running a full-time kitchen studio. In fact, they have a local custom cabinet shop that can totally take care of you. And when it's all finished, your kitchen will look as if it came out of one of those design magazines. You are going to be so happy and save so much money. That's why I invested my money in the folks at Sound Kitchen and Bath. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com. Check it out for yourself if you want a gorgeous kitchen and save money. Soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue on its Stoneway in Fremont, or at daly'spaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that. And we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at daly'spaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th in Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at daly'spaint.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
So how's traffic coming along, Judith?
Well, it's not too bad. We're bunching up heading northbound 5 from the Spokane Street there to the 520 Bridge. Also, we've got that accident causing a distraction involving injuries. 8 on the scene, northbound 5 just south of Tully's, off on the shoulder there. A reminder, too, that Bainbridge Island has the misfortune of having most of its power out by downed trees, and that means your traffic signals are pretty much out there, too. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Weather today, sunny, windy, highs in the mid-40s. And tonight, very, very cold, but mostly clear. Lows will be in the mid-20s. Now, it will stay mostly sunny tomorrow. But as we get into Sunday night, Monday morning, it's going to be very, very cold. And there's a chance of rain or snow showers. Lows will be in the upper 20s. Currently 40 degrees in both Tacoma and Seattle. And thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We're solving your design dilemmas. And, you know, it's not just about home and garden. It's a little bit about life.
I think that's a good way of putting it.
Home, garden, life.
The inside, the outside of your home and your life.
Oh, goodness. I'm really very thrilled that we're going to be talking about our next subject because it's something that raised a little controversy recently in Olympia. And it actually fostered a phone call from myself to Senator Jeannie Colwells. And I have to tell you, I like Senator Colwells. I have to say, you know, she's a politician, can't necessarily agree with everything that Senator Colwells does. Who agrees with every politician? But what I can tell you is that I love working with her because she's very fair-minded. And in addition to that, which what else can you ask for, even if you disagree politically, that somebody's fair-minded to work with? But she came up with a bill, and it was a carpet recycling bill. And I work with carpet liquidators, so I asked them for their opinions. And it caused me to do quite a lot of research into carpet recycling because on the surface, it sounds like, well, of course, everybody should be recycling carpet. But let me share with you just briefly, when I talked to the folks at Carpet Liquidators, their experience with trying to recycle the carpet. So here Carpet Liquidators is, and you know, they have warehouse type locations. So they buy carpet in massive quantities. I mean, by the truck loadful, by the boxcar loadful. So that's their deal, that they're going to sell massive quality, high quality, but massive carpet, and they're a liquidator. They're selling last year's beige, okay? So, but the challenge that Carpet Liquidators has is Mr. Carpet Liquidators sells to builders, to remodelers, to people who have remodeled their own homes. So Mr. Carpet Liquidators, who's actually a very nice gentleman by the name of Mike Fleming, and his general manager, another nice guy by the name of Michael Vizar, they tried to do what they thought was the civically minded, environmentally friendly thing to do. So they put a carpet receptacle outside of their building. And they thought they would try to facilitate and to create a place where people could bring their carpet so it could get taken in to get recycled. And here's how the whole thing fell apart for Mr. Carpet Liquidators. He has kids. He didn't want to see the stuff going in the landfill. And he thought, if I put this bin out here, then people will come and they'll throw their used carpet in there. Well, okay, so poor Mr. Carpet Liquidators, you know, no good idea goes unpunished. You know, they ended up with people, let's say, doing illegal activities in there. In the bin?
In the bin.
With the nasty carpet?
Yeah. Well, there's some homeless people, so they were sleeping in it. And, you know, it's also, some drug use went on. So they had that then in the carpet, you know, in this open bin. And at the end of it, you know, people were throwing just raw garbage in there. So, you know, it became a dumpster. The fire marshal came out and said to Mr. Carpet Liquidator, look, you can't just have, you know, people doing needle drug use in crystal meth or things like that. Oh. So here, Mr. Nice Carpet Liquidator, he's trying to do this good thing, and he runs one of the nicest, best businesses. He's bringing in this nefarious quality right next to his building. So that doesn't work, right? Right? Okay. How do you get people to recycle carpet? So when Senator Colwells came up with the bill, my gentleman from Carpet Liquidators came to me and he goes, we want to help. We put this bin out here. We tried to do this on our own. But the problem was that people would bring us not only their carpet, but all their garbage with the ceiling tiles and all this. So Mr. Carpet Liquidators goes, look, Tammy, we're thrilled that you're an environmentalist. So are we. Help us figure out. They want to sell environmentally friendly carpet, and they do. They sell Smart Strand and Clear Touch, which is made out of recycled plastic bottles. So here you have a business that's trying to do the right thing. Senator Colwells, she goes on vacation. She sees her brother. You know, they're recycling carpet in Wisconsin, and she comes back and she says, I want to create a bill where we recycle carpet. So it's facilitated the right discussion. So I decided to go to arguably one of the experts in our community who testified to Senator Colwells and Terry Gillis, and he's with Recovery One. And when we come back, I bet you don't want to throw your carpet in the landfill either. But you want to save money, you want to do the right thing. How do you recycle carpet? What should you know? I know you're going to be ripping carpet out of your house. How do retailers, manufacturers, you the homeowner, contractors, and all of us work together? And Telly Gillis is going to be here and he's going to share with us with Recovery One, how can we do the right thing by this carpet recycling when we come back?
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Make carpet shopping easy with Carpet Liquidator's Low Price Pledge. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Find the best prices on flooring in every style. The secret is Carpet Liquidators buys in bulk, getting great prices on carpet, hardwood, laminates, and more. And they pass the savings on to you. And with financing available, OAC, and fast 48-hour installation, finding your new carpet has never been easier. Save between 40 and 70% on brand name carpet, including DuPont Sorona Smart Strand that's tough enough to hold up to a rhino. It's all at Carpet Liquidators. Huge inventory and great prices with their low price pledge. See store for details. Save time, stress, and money with Carpet Liquidators in Tacoma, Seattle, Everett, Kirkland, and Mount Vernon. CarpetLiquidators.com.
What great retail, Carpet Liquidators.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
This is Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub Company. This year, you are going to feel great. Just repeat this New Year's resolution. I state your name. Promise to take better care of myself by having fun, rest, and relaxation every day in my new hot spring spa. I will start by visiting Olympic's humongous year-end clearance sale. This is the easiest, most enjoyable promise you'll ever keep. So come in today. All 2010 hot spring spas, floor models, and demos are priced to clear. No payments until January 2012 OAC. Feel great, save money. It's Olympic Hot Tub Company's humongous year-end clearance sale. On now, we make it easy to take it easy. Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Como News time is 11:24.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Well, it looks just gorgeous out there. Judith, how's traffic?
You know, it's not bad. It's not bad. It is a good day for a drive. You're right. The sun is out. Enjoy it while you can. Heading north on I-5, we're still sluggish at Albro. That's from where we had an earlier accident cleared out of the way. And then we stack up again from more or less Holgate to 520. There's also still an injury accident aid still on the scene, although it's not blocking, distracting you. This is northbound 95 south of Tully's off on the left shoulder. If you're looking for ferry information, we've got a one-hour wait at the Edmonds Ferry Dock. I just checked out the cameras. That is one long line. And Port Townsend Keystone Run, we've got reservations full until, would you believe, 3 p.m. on the sailing from Coopville, and then 12:45 from the Port Townsend side. And also Bainbridge Island, again, power outage affecting your traffic signals. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks, Judith. Weather today from the Como Forecast Team: sunny, clear, and windy. Highs today in the mid-40s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. But right now it's 40 degrees in Tacoma, clear and 39 in Everett, 40 in Olympia, and 40 in downtown Seattle. Thanks for joining us here on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, as she solves all of your design dilemmas, answers your questions, takes your calls. Let me give you that number real quick, 421-1000 or 877-397-5666. So when we left off, we were talking about carpet recycling and how it's such an unusual circumstance that all of the people are trying to come together and solve this problem.
Exactly. My hat's off to Senator Colwells, because the fact that she brought this before our state legislation, and I just want to say that, and she's open to how we get there. She wants to see people recycle carpet. And I want to welcome Terry Gillis, and he is with Recovery One. Do we even know an estimate of how much carpet goes in the landfill?
According to the Department of Ecology's 2009 waste study, there's approximately 143,000 tons of carpet disposed of every year in the state of Washington.
Okay, so that's all going, I mean, listen to that.
That's a lot of carpet.
That's a lot of carpet going into the landfill, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So that's why I think this is something that we all can agree that we want to see happen. Now, let's talk about carpet recycling. And the first thing I want to ask is, let's get to the cost, because this was one of the things that you shared with me. And then after we come back from the break, what I'm going to talk about is how to recycle your carpet so that you can save some money, or how you know, which one is it? Throw it in the dump or recycle it? What does it cost to take carpet to the landfill, to the dump?
Okay, your transfer stations are charging somewhere between $105 and $150 a ton, depending on where you're going.
$105, $150. Plus, you got to pay to get it transported there.
Yes, you have to get it to the transfer station.
Okay, so you got to, you know, when you rip it out, and then it, you know, it has to go into the landfill. That's not free. So anybody who replaces their carpet, when the carpet, usually it's the installer. It's not usually the people who sell you the carpet, because something you should know is most of the carpet retailers have independently employed installers. And I think that goes, and I could be wrong, for like Empire Today, I think their installers are independent. They may work for them. I don't know. I think Great Floors does that. I know Carpet Liquidators does that. But they're independent guys who show up and get a list of people. So they have demo crews that sometimes rip that carpet out, and then the consumer pays for taking it to the dump. How much would it cost to take it and recycle it?
Oh, we're charging $56 a ton for carpet that, as it comes across our scale in Tacoma.
So compared to?
$105 to $150, depending where you're going otherwise.
So it is less expensive by far to recycle. And see, I thought when I called Terry, I said, okay, because I am, you know, a tree hugger, I just am, that
don't say that with apology.
Well,
be proud.
Okay, but I am. But sometimes people go, yes, but it's going to cost so much money. And I'm like, okay, but it kind of matters. So with that being said, in this case, it could cost the consumer a lot less money. Now, here's the thing. So I want to set this up. The consumer could save money if they recycled their carpet. We could all feel good about ourselves. So how do we get the carpet so that it can be recycled? Because there's some obstacles. So if you're looking at remodeling, I want you to listen to this, because there's some things that you should know. And if you have a whole house of carpet that's going to be ripped out, and, you know, you look at your kids and you think, I care about the world we leave it to, and I don't want it to go in the landfill, then, you know, I want you to listen how we do this. If you're a general contractor and this is a cost to you for throwing it in the dump and you could save some money by recycling it, I want you to listen to what you need to know in order to recycle the carpet. So when we come back, Terry Gillis from Recovery One, which is a huge, important recycling center in our area, is going to tell you what you need to know to save money and recycle your carpet and save the planet, darn it.
You're going to want to take notes for this one. We'll be right back after we check in with ABC News here on Como News Radio.
The capital of Wisconsin is the scene of loud demonstrations. Protesters calling for the ouster of Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker, a Republican who's pushing a bill stripping public employees of their collective bargaining rights and demanding higher contributions to their health and pension funds, effectively cutting their pay. Jim Ostheimer supports the governor's move.
The union's going to be still intact, and these people are just greedy like they always have been.
Rallies supporting and opposing the bill are going on in Madison, Wisconsin. Four Americans have been taken hostage by Somali pirates in the Arabian Sea. Two of the captives are Christian missionaries. The U.S. says possible responses are under consideration. In Syria, I should say in Libya, a hospital official says soldiers opened fire on mourners leaving a funeral for demonstrators seeking Muammar Gaddafi's ouster. The official says 15 people were killed in the shooting. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Como News Time, 11:31. Currently 40 degrees in Seattle. I'm Art Sanders. A look now at this hour's top local stories from the Como 24-hour newsroom. Grant County Sheriff's deputies are investigating a crash near Soap Lake that killed a 17-year-old girl and seriously injured a 17-year-old boy. The sheriff's office says both teens were thrown from their car after it struck a driveway culvert early this morning. The girl was declared dead at the scene. The boy was taken to Samaritan Hospital in Moses Lake and then flown by helicopter to a Spokane hospital. An abrupt cancellation of a black tie event billed with A-list movie stars. Stars like Michael Douglas and James Earl Jones, as well as Como 4 News anchor Kathy Gertson, were to make appearances, but they were never even contacted for the event, which was said to benefit cancer research. Organizer Ski Johnson says the miscommunications and cancellation are the fault of others.
We are saddened that the blatant self-promotion and irresponsible behavior of the local promoters and PR agencies.
Refunds should be available through PayPal. The Department of Corrections has lifted the restrictions at the Monroe Corrections Complex. The prison's been in modified lockdown since the murder of Officer Jamie Bindle. Some inmates are now allowed limited family visits, but there are still no offender programs, classes, or treatment sessions. The Special Offender Unit is still in full lockdown. A King County 911 dispatcher who refused to send help will be disciplined, counseled, and retrained. In tapes obtained by the Como Problem Solvers, a call about a teen being robbed on a Metro bus is dismissed as a secondhand report. The Sheriff's Office admits the call wasn't handled well, blaming it on an emotional caller and an inexperienced dispatcher.
When human beings communicate, oftentimes there's problems.
The teenager being robbed wasn't hurt. Some power outages to tell you about.
An outage affecting customers on the Merton Cove substation, and that's affecting about 3,700 customers. We also had scattered outages on Bainbridge Island and in the North Kitsap County area.
Abigail Elliott with Puget Sound Energy tells us all the outages are weather-related. There is no estimated time when the power will be back on. The alleged child rape victim of a Port Orchard pastor says nobody believed her when it happened. Pastor Dirk Jackson is accused of sexually assaulting the 21-year-old when she was only 12. Detectives say Jackson has now confessed in a recorded phone call. Jackson's due back in court on March 3rd. And Move Over Pizza. Now in Seattle, you can get ice cream delivered to your home. Brown Parfait Ice Cream Truck Service hopes the new delivery service will help them through this rough economic patch.
It's a lot of work, and I think all small business owners are feeling that in these tough times, that they need to kind of buckle down and stay vibrant.
Adria Shimada with the company says deliveries will begin in Ballard, Queen Anne, Wallingford, Capitol Hill, Green Lake, Madrona, Magnolia, and Belltown. 40 degrees in Seattle. Coming up, we continue with Tammy Michaels Inside Out. Art Sanders, Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson.
And you know, the only problem I really see on the road is heading north on I-5 from the West Seattle Bridge to to Northeast 45th. That's just stacked up because of the congestion. We also have some construction underway. They're working on the Alaskan Way Viaduct project this week. They're beginning demolition. Some of the closures that you'll find are State Route 99 north and south off ramps to First Avenue will be closed, as well as the on-ramps north and southbound from 99 to First Avenue South. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. And now weather from the Como Forecast Team. Clear, windy, and sunny today. Highs will be in the mid-40s, mostly clear tonight as well, but very cold with lows in the mid-20s. Right now it's 40 degrees in Tacoma, 40 in Olympia, and 40 in clear in downtown Seattle. 11:35 here on Como News Radio, and thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Our special in-studio guest is Terry Gillis from Recovery One, which deals with recycling and recycling carpet, not therapy, which I thought, Tammy, you sprung that on me. But we're tackling the very important issue of how to recycle your carpet, how to make sure that you can do it and do it cost effectively.
And what I also want to state is there's lots of information on our page, which is comonews.com/Tammy. I did a news story, and I would recommend going to this news story because I was having a really bad hair day.
What?
I'm not kidding
on
you.
comonews.com/Tammy?
I was on TV. I don't know. I'm looking at my hair going, why didn't I was in a hurry. I didn't look in the mirror. So if you want to see someone on the news having a bad hair day, then that alone could be a reason to go to comonews.com/Tammy. Do you know how many people will go to the page just to see my bad hair day? And they'll admit and they'll comment, yep, you were having a bad hair day.
Yeah, well, that was going to be my question. Where can we go to comment?
I know. It actually does have a comment section. But I'm just wondering why my friends Mike and Molly didn't tell me. You know, I mean, wouldn't you tell a girl that she was like, you might want to.
Well, yeah. That should be your new profile picture on Facebook.
No. All right. Terry Gillis is with us here today from Recovery One. And we are talking about recycling carpet. And we're going to have Terry back at another point to talk about more other recycling products. But Terry, okay. So you save money by recycling carpet versus putting it in the landfill. It's less than half the amount of money, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So it costs you about half the price to recycle it versus to send it to the landfill. What is the problem when it shows up? When you told me this, I was like, you've got to be kidding. And he has this handy dandy gun. You have to see this. And I don't mean like, you know, because your eyes got big, Jennifer. Yeah, not like a gun, but tell us about this.
Well, the single biggest problem we have with the carpet recycling program is the contamination that comes in with it. Number one contaminant of concern is asbestos.
Asbestos?
What?
See?
In carpet?
I know. Look at your face.
Well, I want to be clear on that. It is not a constituent part of the carpet.
It's not in the carpet. So how does it get in the carpet?
Well, asbestos was used in a multitude of building materials, including drywall joint compound, drywall tape, drywall texture, black mastics that were used to glue carpet and other materials down. And the biggest offender that we see is sheet vinyl flooring, the old sheet vinyl flooring with the asbestos backing that contractors, flooring guys, tend to scrape up to get it all off so they can put on a new floor.
Yeah.
And so they kind of shred it. And then they throw it on the carpet. They use the carpet like a big old drop cloth. And then they roll it up and send it in for recycle.
And they think they're doing a good deed. And see, no good deed goes unpunished with this. So the homeowner then thinks, okay, I'm going to send it over here. So now you're paying people to send it in to be recycled. And you're trying to do the right thing. But here's what I want people to know is you need to be a good steward about how this carpet is pulled out and then it's separated. Correct?
Yes, you want to keep the carpet as clean as you can. In other words, don't use it like a drop cloth. And please be aware that there are asbestos-containing materials in building products that were made.
Ceiling tiles.
Well, old ceiling tiles can have it. You don't see it too much anymore. But, I mean, you don't see it at all in any new ceiling tiles.
No, but I mean, certainly like on old office buildings that are being renovated.
Oh, yeah. You can have it in the ceiling tile. You can have it in the mastic that was used to glue the ceiling
Correct.
Tile up if it's not a suspended ceiling. Those are all items that can be contaminated.
So, I have to admit, I'm a little horrified.
Well, we've spent a tremendous amount of money down at our plant so that we would be able to identify these materials and then handle them properly. We have a $35,000 handheld asbestos analyzer. We have our own laboratory with over $8,500 in polarized light microscopes. We have trained personnel. We have protocols for if you're going to do a full-on demo or a renovation of a building, we have protocols you have to follow. I want to see the inspections. I have to have them on site so that we can review them, make sure.
And what is that inspection called? Because it has like a name, Harrison, Hara.
Well, we normally refer to it as a Hara inspection.
Hara. I was close.
That's an Asbestos Hazard Emergency Response Act inspection, sometimes referred to as a good faith survey.
Okay. So here's the thing that I want people to know is the fact that, yes, carpet is recyclable. Now, what about like pet damaged carpet?
Pet damaged carpet is not as big an issue for us.
Okay.
We can deal with that.
Okay. So, you know, a lot of people are replacing their carpet. And so this is one of the things that happens. Now, another kind of misconception is that carpet then could be recycled into other carpet. That's not what happens. Tell us what happens to the recycled carpet. What's the carpet story?
There is a carpet story for carpet to carpet.
Okay.
And that is through a company that we work with, Shaw Industries, out of Georgia. And we identify the carpet that they want, which would be primarily nylon 6 face fiber. So nylon 6 face fiber, polypropylene backing, less than 13% moisture, baled with PET strapping in a minimum 40,000 pound load, and we'll ship that to Shaw.
Okay, and then they can make that into a new recycled carpet product.
What they will do is they have a special depolymerization process, a very, very expensive process, where they can convert that nylon 6 carpet back into caprolactam. Caprolactam is the basic building block of nylon 6. It is, when they're done with it, it is identical, chemically identical to virgin caprolactam, so it can go right back into carpet fiber.
Okay, so in a very complex chemistry, this bottle blonde. Chemistry wasn't my bag, baby. But I do understand what he is saying because I know enough about carpet. But what I was going to say about this is the fact that where we also see a lot of these recycled materials showing up is in the commercial grade products. We're seeing more different kinds of components. And we're also starting to see some recycled material being used for other things. So let's talk about the other materials that you make once the carpet's been recycled. I think some of them are pretty significant. And I'm also not going to let you go, Terry, without talking about all the other building materials. If you don't want to see it go to the dump, what you can do with them, Terry has answers. Because I think most of us, if we're going to remodel, we care. And I want to talk to my girlfriend, Alice Cunningham.
So stay with us. We're going to take a quick break for traffic and then be back with all of this, more from Terry Gillis, and answering your questions and taking your calls and a lot more on Inside Out, Como News Radio.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Carpet Liquidators, where you'll find a huge selection of designer carpet at discount prices.
Bassett's President's Sale is going on right now, and you'll save 30 to 50% store-wide. Choose upholstered furniture in hundreds of fabrics and leathers. Dining rooms, entertainment centers, home office, decorative items, and area rugs are all 30% off right now at Bassett. Plus, every bed in every style is half off. Every mattress set is half off, too. The selection is great, and the savings are spectacular. But hurry! Bassett's President's Sale ends Monday.
Tammy Michaels on the advantage you get from Sound Kitchen and Bath.
Well, you're going to get an NKBA, National Kitchen and Bath Association designer, that is going to provide you with a kitchen layout so that the form will in fact follow the function. I just really don't see how anyone can describe what the functionality of their kitchen should be sitting in a box store. At Sound Kitchen and Bath, we go into your kitchen. And we're going to customize a kitchen that will function for your needs, your family. We need to know which side the refrigerator really opens on. We need to know where you want to put the spice drawer. We have to stand in your kitchen to be able to design a kitchen for you. And we don't charge for that. On the high end, designers charge thousands of dollars for those services. Box stores charge you about $500 just to measure. We do that for free.
See for yourself, soundkitchenandbath.com.
It's 11:44 on Como News Radio.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Well, Jennifer, heading north on I-5 from the West Seattle Bridge to the U District, we are very congested. Volumes are building both directions on 405 through the New Castle area. Northbound 5, a little slowing in the Fife curves, and eastbound on State Route 16 to the ramp to southbound 5. We are really stacked up. We also have a severe wind warning still in effect on the Narrows Bridges. This report brought to you by AutoZone. Don't let a bad battery unexpectedly leave you stranded in the cold. Get to AutoZone for a ruggedly dependable Duralast battery, only available at AutoZone. Well, you're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. And now a quick word from Alice at the Seattle Home Show. This is Alice Cunningham from Olympic Hot Tubs. How's it going, Alice?
Oh, it's going great. How are you guys doing this
morning?
We
are doing great, Alice. Now, speaking of environmentally friendly, I have to talk about the new saltwater system you have, because I think a lot of people that don't like chemicals are going to be very intrigued with this.
Well, I just got an email this morning from a woman that just absolutely loves the salt system. She'd had an old hot tub for 20 years that she bought from us and switched to a new one with the salt, and she just says, oh, you make an awesome product. My transition from regular spa to salt spa was a breeze. this is what the comments that we're getting.
I know. And if you put your hand in the water, your hand feels like it was just in some sort of lotion. I mean, it's really soft, and instead of itchy and scratchy, we were actually having jokes this last week about old hot tubs, that they're like dinosaurs with the old technology and the old chemistry and all of that. And this is really simple. It's just a simple cartridge system.
I know. Just salt and a little bit of you know, salt and water plus revolutionary technology, and there you have a hot tub that's
exactly and it's
easy,
simple,
environmentally friendly, which is another
it's
big
a huge
topic
thing
today.
It really truly is. And you are actually at the Seattle Home Show, and I know you have home show specials.
We do, and you don't have to go to the home show to get our home show specials. We're just rolling back the prices. It's totally phenomenal, saving up to $1,400 on a new hot spring spa with the salt system.
Well, thank you, Alice. And where is Olympic Hot Tub located?
Well, Seattle, Fife, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Thank you, Alice.
Thank you, Tammy. Nice to talk to you.
Great. Thank you.
Bye.
I don't know about anyone else out there, but I love the idea of a saltwater hot tub. That sounds delicious.
I know. You know what I think of? I grew up in Southern California, and we always had a water softener. And what was really great about a water softener, it had salt in it, that when you showered or you took a bath, your skin just really felt soft. So it's just a completely different system. And I also want to mention, we're going to be talking about our Veterans Garden coming up. So stay listening. We're going to go and talk to our own personal veteran. I'm sorry, we have an army of one with Philip Hansen. So we're going to get to Philip and talk about our, look at your face.
I love that, army of one.
I know, we have an army of one. We just, I mean, he may not know that. He just became our inside out army of one. So we're going to get a report from our army of one in our Veterans Garden that we're so excited about. So that's coming up, and it's a really touching story. But right now I want to wrap up with Terry Gillis. So you had a couple of quick things you wanted to talk about. One of them is that there's a vinyl back product you wanted to mention?
Oh, yeah, because we do have another client that we work with that is in Georgia, where we gather up vinyl back carpet, and then we ship it to them, and they remake it into new carpet as well.
So what you're trying to do is have the carpet end up into various products and materials that are then usable. But I think there are folks that want to buy the proper carpet so that it can be recycled. See, this is where the chain is going. Now people are being conscientious about what they purchase so that when that carpet is at the end of its life, it can be recycled. So what should people purchase?
Well, from our standpoint, with what we're doing with the carpet, we're not as concerned about that at this point in time.
Does wool recycle?
I've not really found a good home for wool.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying. So when people are looking at environmentally friendly carpet, many times they think of the wool carpet as being environmentally friendly, and you could make an argument for that one both ways. I'm not as big a fan of wool because I don't think it's as stain resistant as many of the new fibers that have come out that are made out of recycled pop bottles or made out of the corn material from Mohawk. But, you know, so that what I guess I'm asking you is those type of carpets then could be recycled as opposed to wool more easily.
Well, the problem you're going to have with wool is there just isn't that much out there. And anytime you're talking about a recycling program, you got to build up truckload quantities of material so that you can ship it to a final destination. So to get a truckload quantity of wool, I would perceive that to be a real challenge.
Okay.
I just haven't seen that much in the waste stream.
Well, okay. But, you know, designers, the carpet we sell that's at the most high end has been wool. So, and I'm just not a fan of it. And that's the reason why I bring it up when people are trying to get a carpet that's going to last for more than a decade. Sometimes people think of wool. So that's my own 2 cents worth. I like Karastan, for example, right now is making a product out of corn that is the Smart Strand, and it's very environmentally friendly and I think far more stain resistant. Okay, so when we move on to the carpet material, and once it reaches your recycling, then it's made into various materials such as absorbents.
Yes, we do make an absorbent product in Tacoma. We're working on new technology that will allow us to bring it to a higher level.
Okay. And then I want to talk about the other things you recycle, because you recycle other building materials.
Yeah, we basically do the whole building, whether it be construction or demolition. Everything going in and everything coming out. A whole building being demolished, we would recycle the whole building.
How do you sort out the parts? I mean, do people get a wrecking ball, tear down the building, and just bring you the crumbled building?
Typically, they mash it, stuff in a truck, and send it in.
And then you guys sort through the parts?
Yes, we have a lot of specialized equipment that we've developed to do this, including magnets on the front end where we can take an excavator, crush up the material, then roll the bucket over. It has a magnet built right in and pull steel out.
I want people to go to your website and learn more about recycling building materials. What is your website?
www.recoveryone.com, and that is the digit one, not O-N-E.
Just the digit one. And actually, we have a link to you on our comonews.com/Tammy. And my bad hair day on Como TV is up there, too. I mean, I don't know. I can do better.
We'll work on that.
So anyway, but I want to thank Terry Gillis from Recovery One for coming in today and talking about carpet recycling. And then we're going to get into our Army of One. Philip Hansen is coming up with our Veterans Garden and what he got this week and what he still needs and how you can help our vets with their garden in Puyallup when we come back with more of Inside Out.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com. If you have a home project that could use a little help and you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
Well, what can Mr. Handyman do? I mean, can he clean gutters and spouts when it gets rainy out?
Mr. Handyman can.
How about windows and trim to keep the heat in?
Mr. Handyman can.
Toilets that tip or faucets that drip?
Mr. Handyman can. They're professional, safe and on time, every time guaranteed. Residential, commercial, even light industrial. From major to minor projects. Call Mr. Handyman, 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN.
Can he handle vents and eaves or plants and debris?
Mr. Handyman can.
Paint the doors or put in a new floor?
Mr. Handyman can. Landscaping, carpentry, even energy efficiency upgrades. One call gets you licensed and insured professionals.
Can he clip my dog's toenails?
No. Not that. Call 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN today or MrHandyman.com. If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
If you think you've heard everything about treating cancer, you might be surprised. Cancer is choice, and no one gives you more choices than Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. With experts in everything from chemotherapy to nutrition, acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center partners with you to help you realize the choices that work for you. Here's pharmacist, author, and survivor, Mark Shigihara.
In my case, I chose Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. And what that provided me was the opportunity to attack the cancer from multiple disciplines. I am nearly a 4-year survivor, and I wholeheartedly recommend Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center.
No matter where you are in your cancer journey, find all of your treatment options with Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. Call 206-FOR-HOPE or click seattlecancerwellness.com.
Bassett's President's Sale is going on right now, and you'll save 30 to 50% store-wide. Choose upholstered furniture in hundreds of fabrics and leathers. Dining rooms, entertainment centers, home office, decorative items, and area rugs are all 30% off right now at Bassett. Plus, every bed in every style is half off. Every mattress set is half off, too. The selection is great, and the savings are spectacular. But hurry! Bassett's President's Sale ends Monday.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
How's it going out there, Judah?
Well, we've got a northbound, now I know why we have a slowdown, northbound 5 just south of Northeast 45th. That's been a blocking disabled in the right lane causing that slowdown, but I guess they're on the scene now. It looks like it clearing that out of your way. Also, I see some slowing still heading north on I-5 through the Fife curves, and also don't forget about the severe high wind warnings on the Narrows bridges still very much in effect. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Forecast for today, sunny and windy. Highs will be in the mid-40s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid-20s. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, which also means partly cloudy, but tomorrow night, there's a chance of showers, which could mean snow showers. Right now, it's 40 degrees in Tacoma, 40 and clear in downtown Seattle. Thanks for being with us today on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. It's been a very full show.
It has been. We have kept it moving. We certainly have. Now, I have to tell you that I'm really excited to talk to our next call-in guest, and it's Philip Hansen. Welcome, Philip, to Inside Out.
Hey, Tammy. How you doing?
I'm doing very well. And you actually work with VetCor, and we got together to support your Veterans Garden. So just briefly, tell us what the Veterans Garden is.
Well, Tammy, the Veterans Garden is an acre plot in Puyallup, Washington that we're putting together to kind of do a bit with for veterans, to kind of help veterans work with one another to grow crops and learn about growing the different facets of gardening. So we're working with you right now to try to get different materials and things like that to put this garden together.
Because you don't have anything, and we're trying to build raised beds. We need, you know, the compost. We need the manure. We need fertilizer. We need all the different components, the building materials, lumber to make the raised beds, because a lot of vets, have physical disabilities. So this is going to allow our veterans to be able to access this garden. And but we got something big this week from one of our listeners, because you guys were on last week. What did we get?
Well, Irvin Kramer had called in, and he gave us an 8x8 shed. It's actually a fully framed-in shed. I mean, it's framed like your home is framed out. It's got insulation and everything. So.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, we're going to, it's 8x8. It's got a door and a window, and we're going to disassemble it and then, reassemble it back on the Veterans Garden. So, yeah, it's really exciting. He also, him and his wife, he's actually still on active duty in the military.
Oh, my goodness.
And him and his wife are doing, they're going to be doing a silent auction, and they wanted to donate some of the proceeds to the Veterans Garden as well. So we're in the works with that one, too. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Well, so as the season rolls on, our outside this year will be focused on our Veterans Garden. And I'm going to throw this one out to our problem solvers and see if they'll help us as well. But right now, if you have materials that you could donate to our garden, our Veterans Garden, it's easy to find me. All you have to do is send me an email, which is at comonews.com/Tammy, and it says Ask Tammy. That's my email address, and I'll get all of this stuff coordinated onto Philip Hansen and our VetCor guys who are building this. Thank you, Philip, for calling in today. Thanks for that time. Well, we really did have a lot today. I want to mention something, and I can't help it. If you're out there furniture shopping this week, I want everybody to know that Bassett is having like this blowout sale. And I was at lunch this last week and I started describing how much I love Bassett and their interlocking frame and how it's made out of wood construction. And I recognized that I went on this like 5-minute rant at a girlfriend's lunch about Bassett furniture and their wood frame. And then the mattresses, what great quality they are. So anyway, I don't have 5 minutes to go on a rant, but everything's on sale. So, and yes, I'm passionate about them. So there you go. If you need furniture, go to Bassett. I mean, this stuff is crazy rock solid and it's just, they're having this mammoth blowout sale. So yeah, because she's the drop button queen here and she'll kill my show. And I would go on a 5-minute rant about Bassett if I was allowed to. So there you go.
It's the network. But hey, join us next week here on Inside Out.